It's a joy once again to be with you tonight and to study with you from the scripture in regard to parables that Jesus gave. Parables that he gave that are recorded in all three of the gospel records of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And particularly the ones that I've chosen tonight of the some six that he did in the three gospels are the sower and the new wine in old bottles. Found in the book of Luke, chapter 8, we see the parable of the sower, and in Luke, chapter 5, we see the new wine in old bottles. Let's do a study of that particular matter tonight and see the actual plan of the Lord for us to understand what his will is. We will note in regard to this matter that in Luke, chapter 8, Jesus tells them, I'm going to give you a parable. Parabole, the meaning of the word parabole. Para, beside, and bole, to cast along by the side. Some very commonly known activity that people would do. And as a result of that, there would be a spiritual application for it. And that spiritual application would teach them the will of God in regard to how to live from day to day. In Luke chapter 8, and beginning at verse 5, it is said, a sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. Verse 7 says, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And then verse 8 of Luke chapter 8 says, and the other fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that hath an ear to hear, let him hear. And the disciples asked him, what meaneth this, what might this parable be? And Jesus said, unto you is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those that fell by the wayside are those that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the seed out of their hearts. But they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And they which are among the thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. And then he said, but that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Then he goes on to explain, he that hath ears to hear, in detailed verses of verses 16 through 18 of Luke chapter 8. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, covereth it with a vessel, or putteth it under the bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that all which might enter in may see the light. And then he says, for nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known. And come abroad, take heed therefore how ye hear, and whosoever hath, to him it shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. When we consider all the teaching that Jesus gave, why did he use parables? Because seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Therefore, he gave them parables to have this to be remembered. A story form of a teaching can be remembered a long time, whereas just principles that are stated can be listed, but they won't necessarily be remembered for a long time. But a story form can be remembered for years and years later. When we have the Word of God to be preached and taught, if we're people who have a wayside heart, there be no change that will take place. There just be that which is by the wayside, taken, he says, by the devil, and used and destroyed. There is no benefit that comes to that individual who hears the Word of God with a wayside heart. But that heart that is a heart that is filled with an idea in mind, and thus there is a reception of it with joy. But it's up on the rock because it has no moisture to germinate. It withers away. The hardness of the soil of that heart just simply will not allow it to take root. Those that are the thorny soil have it to spring up, and quickly the thorns are the cares of this old world that choke it out and do not allow it to bring forth fruit. But that fell on the good ground is a good and honest heart. A good heart wants good to be done to others and wants good to be done to self, and thus it is the case that this good will come about in a wonderful way. And as it does, they will see the truth that is the manifest, they'll understand the importance of it, and they will then accept it, receive it, and allow it to bring forth fruit up to 100-fold. They will be people who are serious about that work that the Lord has said to be doing. What about your heart in life? And what about mine? Are we receiving this because it's wayside soil and it's never had any real effect upon us? We've gone to please somebody to a service and we've heard the teaching of the Bible first, but that's all. Or do we have a heart that is filled with a joy of receiving the Word of God, but it withers away so soon? It's like the rock he saw. It has no real moisture and has no root to be supplied. Or is our heart filled with thorns? The riches and cares of this life are those things that spring up with it and choke out the good possibilities that could be there? Or do we have an honest and good heart? An honest and good heart, having received the word, convicted by it, and wants to bring forth with patience fruit for God as we live in this earthly life. What do we want to do with our lives? Depends a lot, a great deal, upon what type of heart people have. In Luke chapter 5, reference is made to another parable that Jesus gave to them. And it is noted in that passage of Luke chapter 5, beginning at verse 33. And they said unto him, "Why do the disciples of John fast often and make prayers, and likewise the disciples of the Pharisees? But thine eat and drink." And he said unto them, "Can ye make the children of the bride chamber, fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come." Notice the parable form of it. They were familiar with weddings. They were familiar with circumstances leading up to. They were familiar with friendship after a wedding takes place. And he says, those children of the bride chamber, do they fast or do they rejoice? But he says in verse 35 of Luke chapter 5, but the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. Then Jesus goes on to talk about that new wine that he's bringing to them, new teaching that is given to them that will spread out in their lives and be of great influence for good. And yet it will burst old bottles. You need to have new bottles along with the new teaching that Jesus is giving. The New Testament, for example, is not at all the teaching of the Old Testament. The Old Testament tells us of God's great work with people, and that we can learn from that, benefit from that. But we also have the ideas that new teaching is something that we want to be having in our lives, and thus we want to work with it. He says in verse 32, no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. But new wine be put into new bottles, both are preserved. It is the case in your life and mine that when we have the teaching of God in within our lives, we have an opportunity to be more the servants of God. And as we serve the way of the Lord, we'll find ourselves, if we put that into an old pattern of life for us, to be something that rips the bottle and destroys the individual. It is the case that we teach God's word and we want to practice the word of the Lord in our daily walk of life. And thus these parables, cast along by the side of common ideas that we know, are important for us to remember. We're like the soil and we're like the bottles by which we find the new teaching of the Lord. Thank you for being with us tonight. We appreciate your time and love the ideals that we have in mind from God's Word to teach us how to be people who receive the Word of God with great joy and patience, it is said. We love the teaching of the Lord, and we want to guide it into our daily walk of life.